And good evening. Welcome to Glacier Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kim DeBrine with Rod Schreckengas and Monique Donnelly.
Yes.
Another week in the arts. It's been a pretty cool and exciting week.
Pretty cool, especially Shauna Kiefer was our guest last week. And I know my daughter's had a chance to read the book. I brought it home and got no chance to read it, okay?
What's the name of the book again?
It's called The Rafa Chronicles, The Fall. Yep. And I'm telling you, she was glued to it, got through it in one day,
awesome.
And it's a big book.
I just started it last night.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm hooked.
So
already.
I can't wait. My turn's coming.
Shauna Kiefer, go to shaunakiefer.com and actually check it out yourself. You can pick it up online at shaunakiefer.com.
And we had a fictional author last week, and this week we have a nonfiction
interesting
author.
Interesting.
I know.
Very
see how that works out.
Yes.
Who's our guest?
Yeah, Shane Eidelman.
We'll be interviewing him next segment
of the show of Worship Factory. And if you're not connected, get connected on worshipfactory.net for networking. It is a Facebook, Twitter, or type of vehicle that you can actually use if you're a creative out there in the LA industry. We can try and help you get connected and maybe at least pray for you. And
but Kempton, how much does it cost to join?
How much?
$5.95.
No!
Oh, no, it's free. No, it's just $5.95 today. Monique loves that free word.
That's right.
Makes me happy.
This is the body of Christ in motion, folks. This is really a good thing.
It
get
is a
connected.
Cool thing.
You know, and eventually, I was driving down today and I was thinking about it. You know, it is totally free. And, you know, we could also use your support. If you're praying out there as far as that goes, Worship Factory could definitely, you know, go to worshipfactory.net, click on the info line. You know, we could also use your financial support as well out there because we are totally self-funded.
Yes, because on KKLA 99.5 FM that you're listening to at this moment, they have not given us free airtime yet.
None.
Yeah. So just to let you know.
Art, you got to talk to the people up with power, the higher powers. That's for sure. So if you're out there
They're very generous here at KKLA. We love them. But this is a by faith thing that we're doing here at Worship Factory. And we appreciate partnership with anybody that would just feel the heart for what we're trying to do with creativity.
And if you can't afford anything, you can always give us prayer. We can always use the prayer
Amen.
As we continue to move forward.
And
prayer
if we can pray
is free.
For you,
yeah,
let
we
us
can
know.
Pray for you. Absolutely. You know, it is a difficult thing to be in the creative arts industry in L.A., and I mean anywhere, but in L.A. specifically, because there's so much competition out there. I mean, you see people all the time that's as good as or better, or you think they're better, and maybe they're not better, but there's people that are out there as good as it gets in the game, that's for sure, the creative arts.
Yeah, and we're not just talking about industry people. Obviously, that's kind of a target area, a niche for our program, but we're talking about people who are the people that God has called to move forward in innovation and in business. And in other ways, God has made us so unique and so wonderfully that if we find that thing that he made us to be, it's going to be creative, it's going to be new, and it's going to be exciting.
Right.
And so that's what we're trying to encourage. And I really think this is not just something we're saying. This is happening in a lot of places with a lot
Absolutely.
Of people.
Sure.
This is a move of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yeah.
I call it more of an undercurrent revival than a direct revival because it's something that's going on and it's widespread.
Well, and I've noticed when we do use the gifts that God has given us, and we're seeking God for fresh inspiration and creativity, whether that's singing or acting or whether that's in your business. When we're using the gifts God has given us, we feel energized and there's purpose, and God has called us all to a purpose. And so we are here to just encourage you to continue to seek God's word and seek what his will is for our lives, for your lives,
right.
And live that out.
Yeah, because if you're fulfilled in what God called you and made you to be, you're not only going to be successful, you're going to be a blessing and minister to a lot of people.
Right.
And going back to the prayer again, we could use your prayer. So many things we get involved with Worship Factory and continue to get involved with. We're getting ready to go to take that trip. John and I are going this weekend now out to Chances for Children out to Arizona to be able to talk to Kathy June and his people out there in the church. We could use your prayers out there as we continue to see what God and seek God's will in our life here at Worship Factory.
So why are you going out there? You planning a concert or something?
Well,
something?
Think so. Yeah, I think Monique Donnelly may be involved there.
I mean, maybe if you ask her nicely.
So we're actually going out to, we have been called, God has called us to actually to Arizona, to someone that listened to Monique one day, of all people, listening to the host of this radio.
That's right.
Monique Donnelly. And Kathy Juniton got a hold of us at Chances for Children and asked us if we would, that God had put on her heart, that we could, if we could help her, that'd be great to be able to do a concert.
Okay, what is Chances for Children?
It's actually benefiting children in Haiti. She has an orphanage there, 400 children they currently have. They've actually raised $1 million, right at $1 million for those children. They continue to provide needs and water and everything else for those children, food, you name it, clothing, as well as the orphanage. And it's just been amazing. They continue to open more, and they continue to be blessed with the needs, but the needs are abundant. And so we want to try and put a little emphasis on that day and hopefully
awareness.
The weekend, bring awareness and hopefully raise some money to
And so if that's something that a listener wants to get involved with, get on to worshipfactory.net and let us know financially or with talent. You've got something you want to offer and kind of joint venture. Well, that's what it's about.
You know, Chances for Children is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3, so all your contributions are tax deductible as well. So you can help out those guys over there. Get on Chances for Children. I think it's .org. And Kathy Juniton, and check out what they're doing out there. It's amazing stuff. You know, we'll continue to do what we do too. We got another event too that we're involved with, Invisible Children out at Real Life Church, where we all go to church, where they're continuing to do what they do out there for Uganda and the issues of the of all these kids being taken and actually used in the military out there. The illegal military.
This is underground. Yeah, we have a benefit event coming up on December 9th at Undergrounds at Real Life Church, and so that's one thing. Put it on your calendar. You're going to need to be there and support what's going on there.
And you are listening to Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM on your dial. This is Kempton with Rod and Monique Donnelly. We actually have a guest that's coming into the next segment of this studio.
Yeah.
Shane Eidelman, author, actually was a trainer and had been involved in the fitness program in the world and climbing up the corporate ladder within a major fitness corporation, and decided that God has called him someplace else. And we can get into Shane's story in this next segment.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah, I think what we'll do is just grill him, because this guy, he's written books, and he this guy with a pastor's heart that still has investigated and responded to a lot of the issues in the body of Christ. I think this is put him on the grill.
Yeah.
Let him really just share what God's put in his heart.
He's a fitness guy, so I think he can handle it. That's for sure. He's a big guy. He can handle it. You do it, Rod. I'll let you do it.
Well, I'll be nice about it, obviously.
You know, another thing we've been called to here at Worship Factory, too, is a SMART program. I wanted to talk a little bit about that. We're actually going to go live with the show here at Worship Factory come this next November 12th, on this next month. And we're going to do a live show on that Saturday.
Yeah, let's just hit that just a little harder.
Okay.
We're going to do a live broadcast.
Da-da-da!
Live call-in broadcast.
You will be able to call in during that 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock hour and
ask our guest questions.
Yes.
And we actually are able to have Mark Bryan again, my brother, but also the author of Artist Way at Work. He's on part of Dr. Phil's Change Your Life. Oprah's Change Your Life. Yeah, easy for you to say.
Uh-huh.
The Oprah Winfrey Change Your Life team with Dr. Phil and Susie Orman. He was there for 2 years, but Mark's a life coach, international life coach, creative coach, and like I say, the Artist Way is number one book in creativity still in the world today, one of the number one book in creativity.
Yeah, and he was one of our earlier guests, helped us launch the show, so I'm excited about having him back and being able to let our listeners hear about creativity from one of really, I got to say, one of the, can I say masters, one of the most important people in the whole creative community.
Yeah. So if you're a fan of The Artist Way, if anybody's out there that's also a fan of that book, most people know it. He's 2 million fans out there. It's been translated in 26 different languages.
And he's got some really great ideas and tangible things for any kind of creative person to grab onto and go, okay, I'm going to try this idea and really kind of get you going in the right direction.
And break through if you're having writer's block and all those kinds of things.
Great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we want to talk with ask Mark specifically the SMART program, which is our Rod. What is it again? The SMART program?
That is the School of Music and Arts. It's pretty smart. And we're offering it, at least the concept of this, is so that churches can have an arts program in their church to minister to people because schools cannot.
Right.
So this is an outreach program and still be able to inspire creativity and arts in kids.
When I was talking to Mark, he was actually talking about how much of an emphasis on a child's life it is and how much it's been proven scientifically, the arts in a child's life. So what I've asked him to do is actually do some really in-depth research on a child's life and the effects of the arts within that child's life, so we can actually talk about it to a listener. So if you have a child that's out there, maybe you're an adult as well, we won't exclude that as well. You may have a question for Mark as an Artist Way fan, but you also may have something for your child that's happen to want to be in the arts, whatever it may be, in the industry of maybe he's a painter, maybe he's an actor, or maybe she's a, violinist or whatever it may be. We're here to be able to help you. And you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. This is Kimpton Rod and Monique.
That's right.
Can I just say how cool it is to hear you guys list off all these different branches of what God is doing through this radio show? It's just fun. People are getting connected. They're leaving us messages. People are liking us on Facebook. It's just exciting to see how God is using what once was just an idea, and now God is kind of breathing life into it and using it. So
yeah, and we have the fun and the position of being able to see these connections getting made.
Yeah.
People are contacting us, and we're putting them in contact with somebody else, and suddenly something happens.
Right.
So that's what's important here. We're saying get connected, not because we're just looking to get another name on our rolls, but because those are the opportunities.
Right. And it also comes back to being willing to let God use you. Just be willing. Just step up and say, hey, these are my gifts. I'm willing to serve. How can I help?
It's as easy as that.
Really, you know, is. And really quickly, a prayer also goes out to those people that are in China. Again, one of the other things we've been called to, and those people that are actually involved in that ministry in China are out there now. They took off and went out. Daryl and Danny went out, and they're actually there looking at some more ministry within the country
of
China.
That's an incredible ministry.
So, again, you are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and we'll be right back with Shane Eidelman, author.
That's right.
And fitness guru, if you ever need some training. He's going to train your soul as far as
there
that goes.
Go.
Now he's out there as a soldier, which is really cool. We'll be right back with Worship Factory, KKLA 99.5 FM.
Nothing can tear us from the grip of his mighty.